Yo, 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 it's your boy One Bag Steven. It's the One Bag Show. I'm going back and doing all of the one episodes that I did before. I know that rhyme, but you already know. All right, I'm going to stop. Anyways, I'm just finna go back through and do episodes 1 through 50. Redo them because they was all censored, really. Ain't nobody really got time for that shit. So we really just going to jump right into it. Yo, so I'm just going to start right off into it, you know, tell you a little bit about myself. You know, Steve, my name's Steven, but just go by Steve, One Bag Steve. Coming up, you know, elementary school, wasn't really no bad kid. Just did a lot of excessive talking, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So stay in a little bit of trouble. And I used to always finish my work pretty fast, so I would always have a little extra time to just do whatever the fuck I need to do or whatever I wanted to do in class. So that got me into a lot of trouble. My earliest memories really were coming up. We stayed out in Sand Ridge, which is off Tar Heel Road out there in Delville, headed towards Cairns Air Force. Air Base. So repping Sand Ridge out there in dirt, in the mud. Maybe one day I do a vlog and I take y'all out there to the very spot. Some spots are still there, some spots are not. Started there right before school started. We moved to Enterprise off Quadia Street, which is actually now changed to another street right beside Alabama Power. It's right next to Pinedale Elementary, where I enrolled in elementary school. We went there for a while and then we ended up moving again. Man, we moved at least 3-4 times before, you know what I'm saying, we got really settled in Enterprise, and it's in a place off Apache Drive where I attended Fort Ricker Boulevard elementary school, well, which was a middle school. Made a lot of friends out there, and then eventually moms was like, yeah, let's move to Delville. Niggas moved to Delville, packed that shit up, moved to Delville. I moved out there to I wanted to say we moved back to Tar Heel Road is where we started at. And before the ninth grade year start, well, we stayed out there for a while. And then before I started high school, we ended up moving to Phase 1 apartments, which is on Delville Avenue. And yeah, that was pretty much it for elementary school to middle school. In between times, you know, it was like, you know, I wasn't a bad kid. I just stayed out of the way, stayed out of trouble. At that time, I had got a vocal problem where I had screamed so much that my vocal cords had created nodules and I would have to get surgery. So a lot of times kids would tease me. My nickname was Whispers because you could barely hear me. I'm like, you know, you couldn't really hear my voice. I was so scratchy and low. Well, not low, but high pitched. You couldn't really hear it, and it was very, very low. It hurt to really talk sometimes. Eventually, I got the surgery in middle school. Everything worked out fine, and that's the beautiful voice that your weak ass is hearing now. Growing up, mostly, yeah. You know, my sisters were out the house because they were older. You know, I got a sister that's 9 years older, 13 years older as well. One of my sister's birthday just passed recently. Happy birthday, Miss Chantel Scott. Love you. And hope you have many, many more. And I got a niece's birthday that's coming up this month as well on the 12th of August. Happy birthday, Brie K. And my older sister, her birthday will be the end of this month, the 23rd. Happy birthday, Tansy Blanks. Love you. Well, Tansy Terry. Love you. Not to leave anybody else, leave anybody out in my immediate family. Love you, Ayana. Happy birthday when December comes. And Mima, happy birthday January 28th. I have not forgot. But yeah, elementary to middle school was not a bad kid. I mean, I just, you know, I sped through things. I picked up on things way faster than anybody else. Did get into a little bit of mischief here and there. Didn't play too many sports until I got to like 3rd, 4th grade. I played Pee Wee and midget football. But like I said, the surgery kept me off the field 1 year. And then the other year was just bad grades. Dickens didn't really keep up with his grades. Other than that, yeah, I had a normal life child life how life child so to a childhood. Sorry, I'm mumbling, rumbling, but yeah. Remember my very first video game, RP Kobe, man, was a Nintendo 64, and I had got Kobe Bryant courtside, and I loved that game. But like I said, rest in peace, GG and Kobe Bryant. And that's pretty much it. I see you fuckaroos on the next segment of this goddamn episode. Hope you guys enjoy, and I hate it being gone so long. Okay, this next segment, I'm going to spend a little bit more time on high school than I did on just elementary and middle school, because really, you know, nigga, who really gives a fuck? But yeah, jumping into middle school, well, jumping out of middle school into high school was a big step, because right before high school was going to start, actually 7th, 8th grade, my mom approached me and was like, "You sure you want to stay here at Delville? We can move back to Enterprise." And I was like, "Fuck that, I'm already done got myself ingrained here, and I've met a few good guys, that's pretty cool. That actually now we too much really aren't friends. Only person that I'm friends with now still is from middle school is it's only a select few really that I keep up with, that I keep up with all the time, is my bro Alan Cobra. You might know him as Shorty P. My bro Julius Moses. We keep up heavy. We talk almost all the time. And also my brother Raphael Jones. We didn't really get too much into being friends until like really high school, ninth grade, when we was right beside each other. He was number 13, I was number 31. So, you know, we kept it that brotherly, you know, instead of being friends, from friends to family, you know what I'm saying? He became family. Also, there's a few people that I'm gonna forget, but that's my core people right there, because I mean, I still keep in touch with them people today, you know what I'm saying? So don't feel butthurt or don't feel like I forgot about you. Butter, we don't keep up as much as we used to. And she know why. We'll keep it at that. That's pretty much it. I could have went to Enterprise. And some part of me resent not going to Enterprise. But shit, I mean, honestly, going to Delville was one of the best career decisions I could have made, because I made a lot of friends. And it was a tight-knit kind of family-type school. Like, it wasn't no cliques, really. It was, but it wasn't, you know? So, high school, you know, I played sports just not to be at home. The sport that I really regretted not playing was baseball and basketball. Like, basketball, I didn't play because I just didn't have the drive to play. Like, I just didn't care, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I also knew that I was already getting favoritism shit in football, so coming to basketball, I already knew niggas was gonna get favoritism, so I was like, fuck that, I'm not finna go out here and waste my fucking time and energy, really, to be out here trying to play on this team, and y'all already know who the fuck gonna be that guy, you know what I'm saying, who y'all gonna try to broach and brag about and try to get the big scholarship, so why is I finna waste my fucking time? Mostly, high school was just a breeze for me, honestly. Playing sports helped me a lot, you know what I'm saying? So it helped me with approaching people and people approaching me. And as far as like getting a good grade, I was gonna do that anyways, or Miss Deborah was gonna beat fuck out me. But other than that, yeah, I just stayed out the way, tried to be as quiet as possible for the first year. After that, nigga, I was wilder, you know, after I figured the ins and outs of what I could get away with and what I couldn't get away with. Long as my grades was good, mine didn't say shit. So I did what I wanted, you know. And she worked so many jobs, it was just like, damn, I always got free time at home. So I did do a little here and there at home when she wasn't home. But you know how that go. You know, kids and hormones and things of that nature. So, yeah. Then, you know, as years went on, she got way more relaxed and started telling me, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to yell at you, I'm not going to fuss at you. You know what the fuck you got to do, and you know what you want to do. You don't go to college, ass ain't going to get a good job. And which is, in America today, which is sometimes false, because, I mean, nigga, you can go to college and your ass still won't get no good ass job. Then your ass still be looking crazy than the motherfucker. But, or you can go to college and get out and still be working at the CVS. Whatever, you know, which I ain't knocking CBS, but anyways, high school was kind of a breeze. All the teachers loved me, some of them, You know, it was a couple of them that didn't like me as a black teacher. I ain't gonna speak on, but you already know what I'm saying. She made it seem like the narrative was, I see more in you, but whatever, my nigga, we know what it is. You just see another black male that ain't, you know what I'm saying, he ain't following the guidelines of what you want him to follow, so he a roughneck, he ain't gonna do shit. For the most part, kept my GPA up, man, and got a couple offers here and there, but in the next segment, I'm gonna explain where the fuck I went to college and why, you know what I'm saying, and, like I said, I wouldn't change anything in the world about how high school went. It was pretty much, it was beautiful to me, honestly, and, thank you. Always going to be Delville Warhawk for life. College and the military. See, I know y'all probably like thinking like, damn, nigga, you going to do 5-minute segments all the way through? Hell, fuck yeah, you stupid motherfuckers. Y'all going to listen, ain't ya? But anyways, I'm just trying to get y'all briefed into what I got going on so y'all don't be looking at me crazy when I do drop these new episodes of me talking shit. So, all right, college. I had a few offers on the table academically and some sports, but not full ride sports, you know what I'm saying, or situations where it was a scholarship for sports. Like Michigan State, which is the one that I always boast and brag about, and I tell people about it that I could have went, but I turned it down because of being naive and thinking of, oh, I can't have a card. Nigga, you didn't have a card in, so as a freshman, and I'm like, nigga, I don't even got no car. If I would have been any smart of a person, I would have went anyways and just went out there to Michigan. I never been to Michigan, and I was just would have loved it, and I probably would have tried to walk on, even though I probably wouldn't have made it the first year. Second year, nigga, I'd have been playing on Michigan. I would have been suiting up at least or something. You got me fucked up, nigga. I ain't trash like y'all niggas. I had a fumbling problem, but bitch, I wasn't gonna play on fucking offense when I went to college. Fuck y'all. Anyways, Alabama State called my house every day. A&M had already had me basically fully committed. I was going to go to Alabama A&M. And Troy used to call every day. I just didn't, you know what I'm saying? I had scholarships to community colleges here and there. It was one in Mississippi that I could have went and played ball at. I just decided on this school way the fuck out in Vermont because I just decided that, you know what I'm saying, I did not want to be here. I didn't want to be in Alabama. Alabama had got all my time. You know what I'm saying? No, not necessarily all my time. Like, I went and seen my dad in Maryland. I went to Florida a few times here and there. Georgia. Missouri. Louisiana. Places like that. But I just wanted to get out the South because the South didn't have no love for me. And it just seemed like it's just slow and backwards, you know what I'm saying? And it just seemed like he was moving backwards instead of moving forward down this motherfucker all the time because it's such a small town and people always talked and talked and talked about you and did things. And it just, the vibe that I was getting down here was just not it. Even around that time, because I'm an old motherfucker, vibes was just not there. Vibes wasn't even a word back then, but vibes, my nigga. Shit, I was here before Twitter was even gracing goddamn screams, and I was here when Facebook started out as just only college kids, nigga, and that's when I was in college, you understand what I'm saying? So adults, like people that wasn't in college, couldn't even get fucking Facebook, you know what I'm saying? It was still MySpace, you know? So I go all the way out to Vermont, and they got me on the football team. They like, it's basically like you walking on because it's a Division III school and they don't do football scholarships. So I walk on, get onto the team, I get signed on. They promised me everything, and everything they promised me was a fucking lie. So I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. It's a school down back in Alabama, Faulkner. I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna transfer out of there. So I'm really not even, honestly, I'm gonna be just real with y'all motherfuckers. I wasn't even going to class. When I realized that my coach was on bullshit, and he was like, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to play this position, you're not even going to start, next year might be your year, might, nigga. When he said might, that's when I was like, yeah, I got to get the fuck out of here. So I started rebelling, just stopped going to class, stopped going to practice, really. Just really just fucking off. And that was really my first time ever doing some illegal stuff and got caught up in some stuff as well to where I really had to get off the campus. And it was just weird. I had got entangled with a guy from, not entangled, because that's a gay word now. Got into it with a guy from New Jersey. He got me into some bullshit. So, packed up all my belongings and brought my ass back to Alabama. As far as that, you know, I tried to do the community college thing and then decided that school just wasn't it. Like right now, I'm trying to go back to school, but I just really haven't decided on what yet. Now, going into the military was something that I wasn't going to do, but sitting on my mom's couch and then sitting on my sister's couch was just not it. They both wasn't feeling that shit, and then I was still 20 years old, and then I decided, shit, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Let me just go ahead and, I guess I'm going to try this military shit. Mom's ruled out the Army, Marines, you can go to the Navy, but I said, fuck it, let's try the Air Force. So in this very next segment, I'm gonna start telling y'all a little bit about this Air Force shit, and that's it. Yes, sir. Okay, so the tender age of 20, I joined the military, which was the Air Force. I did not leave on my intended time because my mom actually had a stroke. The day before I was leaving, what happened was the situation. I moved out to Georgia with my brother Reggie. Rest in peace, Reggie Ronald Gibbs II. Rest in peace, bro. Love you to death, man. I still love you. I miss you dearly. And I moved out there to Lawrenceville, Georgia with him for a while before I left, so I could, you know, saying, get some money up, and also basically, you know, enjoy a little bit of my freedom while I still had it. Because going into the military, you already know, some of your freedoms is gone, protecting everybody else's freedoms. So with that being said, coming back, my sister had moved to Huntsville, so my mom was out there in Huntsville with them. I came to Huntsville to visit before I left, like I was gonna leave that next day or so. And I was going to go back to Georgia, and then from Georgia go to MIPS and, well, no, go to basic, actually. I already did MIPS. I was going to go to basic. So, get there, we having a good time, you know, we drinking together and having a good time, and mom's has a stroke. Boom, has a stroke. She's in the hospital for months, you know, and things is real, real bad. And we're trying to get her back acclimated and to the point where now they thinking, you know what I'm saying, she might not pull through, but she pulls through. And they get to a stable point where I feel as if I can go. So I just go to the military. Go to Texas and do basic training, leave basic training, go to a small little city out in San Angelo, Texas, which is in the neck of Texas. And my whole culture of the whole mindset of Texas has changed now. From, you know, I always thought it was hot as fuck. You know, you don't ever go nowhere and you don't know. So hot as fuck. Then eventually it get cold, you know, it snowed and everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, this is weird. I thought Texas was just scorching hot. But, you know, do that. Get out of there, get out of tech school, and your boy is a fucking firefighter. Shit fire, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? You feel me? One of the most dangerous jobs in the world to me, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Going into burning buildings, diffusing cars that's on fire, all that shit, you feel me? A car could blow up on you, bitch, right then. You know what I'm saying? You cut the battery and all that other shit, but bitch, this bitch got gas in it. It blow, you feel me? Plus, I'm on the Air Force base. These is big ass planes. You fuck, what you talking about, nigga? If it's even a little Learjet, that bitch pretty big. You feel me? That's a fucking long ass jet. You feel me? So, did that. Did my little bit, you know what I'm saying? I told myself I'd do the 6 years, but ended up, I only did four. Got into one little trouble. My mom's got scared. Said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle. Bitch, fuck you. So, ended up, you know, the commander was a new commander. He brand new, you know what I'm saying? A little butter bar. Trying to show his flex, his muscles. You know, I'm a commander of a base now. Bitch, you out here in Alaska, you ain't really making no noise. But anyways, best 4 years of my life. Culture was different. Money was coming in. Loved it. Plus, you know what I'm saying? Young fly nigga. And I'm a firefighter. Shit. Bitch, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, most of that was really cap. Because A lot of people ask me now, they're like, why don't you go back and be a firefighter? Bitch, that shit is mentally, physically draining. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? Seeing things that you ain't never seen is an eye-opener. Like, I seen a person burn alive in a car. You understand what I'm saying? I seen babies die. I seen suicides. I've seen motherfuckers' ankles snap. I've seen people head cut open, foot cut open. You know what I'm saying? So, no. Ain't nobody going through that. But would I change it for anything in the world? Hell no. Because, I mean, that's something that I can always put on my belt, tell my kids. You know what I'm saying? Your dad was a firefighter. You feel me? Stick right them fires. You know what I'm saying? They go, daddy, you ain't do that shit. Lying ass nigga. You ain't even got no pictures. I really don't. But I was. So, fuck yeah. But, yeah. As far as anybody goes, if you going to do the military, I'd do the reserve if I was you. If you really ain't full bore on being a Air Force or an Army person. Thanks though. All right, now we back to current time. Got out of the military about 2012, 13, somewhere in there. Pretty much breezed through life with it, you know what I'm saying? Just work here, jobs here and there. Like I said, thinking about going back to school, try to get me some type of business, you know what I'm saying? Also thinking about starting my brand up here in a minute. Got the logo. Shout out to my dog Renz. Still haven't forgot about you. I got you. I'm gonna take care of you when I can. Right now, times is shit is a changer. Yeah. So far, so good, really. I mean, I've been staying out of harm's way. No pressing issues, honestly, when I got out of the military. Still, just working and grinding. Like niggas say, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm one of the niggas that started that, just saying, you know, staying out the way I stay. I'm just trying to stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? I'm a nigga's face. You feel me? Because for what? What does it mean your face? What do I got to prove? What am I showing off for? You know what I'm saying? Plus, a nigga old now, you know what I'm saying? Both of my nieces have graduated high school, nigga. That lets you know how old a nigga is, because turned 32 this year, my dog. God damn. Old than a motherfucker. I graduated when I was 17, you know what I'm saying? Two more years, nigga, I done doubled up, you know what I'm saying? But I thank God every day, letting me see 32. And it's really a blessing. And all this new life that's in my fam, you know, Carter Barton, England, Jayon, all the young jits that's in my family that I, you know what I'm saying, I don't really get to see much, but when I do get to see them, they always got something to tell me, something new they do. You know, they some young, talented little folks. You understand me? And my eyes are open to what the world got to bring. Like, right now, you know, I feel like I'm in the right circle. Like, I got a lot of bros that's really moving in the right direction. I ain't going to elaborate on what they got going, but I know these boys is going in the right direction, and these boys pushing through, and I know they focused, and it's only one of us that ain't as focused as he should be, and, you know, they should get back in the studio, build their own studio with the money they got going right now. Sing, rap, you know what I'm saying, play the piano and things of that nature, but they ain't trying to make no moves, and they know who I'm talking about, but whatever. Like I said, I've been procrastinating. I got my brand name, I got my logo. I mean, I got millions of ideas, it's just I haven't been pushing, you know, I just ain't pushed for it. And I haven't been on this ad like I really should have been, but this is it. I'm going to do it. I'm finally going to do it. Get my creative processes out. And like I said, this is just an introduction to me, so I can cuss y'all the fuck out. And now y'all know who I am. Don't be like, oh, nigga, who is this nigga to be talking like this? Fuck you. You know who I am now. You've listened, and I've gave you the audio biography of me, my nigga. And yes, I am going to fuck over words and stumble a couple times. Ain't no editing to this shit. This raw. This real.
This is why this is raw, real representation of me. And if you don't like that shit, bitch, don't press play on my shit. Fuck is you talking about, you garbage ass niggas? So yeah, these next couple episodes is for y'all that's listening. You know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all go ahead and share this shit. Share this shit. You know what I'm saying? Also follow me on Facebook at Stephen Gray, which or you can Stephen Gray One Bag Steve. You will see me all ugly ass on there. Snapchat is Fuzzy FUZZY _ SLIPPA Fuzzy Slipper. Well, One Bag Steve. Find me on there as One Bag Steve. And Instagram is One Bag Steve as well. Twitter, One Bag Steve as well. Got a YouTube that I'm finna start doing. I need y'all help. I need to get 1,000 subscribers on my One Bag Steve account. If I can get 1,000 subscribers on One Bag Steve account, my One Bag Steve account on YouTube, I can start going live. I can start going live, nigga. Y'all niggas gonna see a lot more of my little ugly ass. You feel me? So be on the lookout. Facebook, Stephen Gray. Instagram, Snapchat.